On the live line with us this morning, Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent from the White House. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
President Trump told Fox News last night that he did not deliberately choose June 19th for his first rally in months. He says it was just supposed to be a celebration.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of criticism of the timing and the location. First, that it's happening on Juneteenth, the day that marks the end of slavery in the U.S., and second, that it's in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a city that has its own painful chapter of racial violence. 1921, there was one of the bloodiest incidents in the country's history when white mobs were attacking black residents and black businesses in a massacre there. So there's a lot of questions about why this is all happening together, given what's been going on in the country the last 2 weeks, a conversation in some parts of the country about dealing with systemic racism. The president brushed that off and instead was focusing on getting back in front of the large supportive crowds and getting back in that rally mode, and as we've heard from him, not with social distancing. And that's another aspect of controversy to this, is that if you want to go to the event, sign up on the website, you have to click a waiver saying that you understand health risks by doing an event during a pandemic and say you will not sue the president's campaign or the event location, the host there, if you do get sick.
Yeah, and as I understand it, that place holds about 15,000 people. I don't know how many they're going to let in, but
they could even do about 19,000 if you pack the floor, too. So it's a massive crowd, potentially. Now, we'll see how many show up. We'll see what this looks like. The campaign has told us they are going to do some safety precautions and take measures, but it wouldn't say exactly what that's going to be. That's tricky. You know, you can't do the social distancing 6 feet because the president made it very clear he doesn't want to see that. He doesn't like it. Last week at the White House, reporters' chairs were spaced out for a press conference, and they were moved then because we were told on the record they thought it looked better on television.
Certainly a consideration if you're this president, I suppose. Can you talk, Karen, about the meeting in Dallas, Texas? It sounds like it is a roundtable of different opinions. Is it?
Yeah, this was yesterday, actually. The president went down there, and this was added to the schedule. He was going for a fundraiser. That's what the original point of the trip was, the first official campaign event that the president has done in 3 months, but it was behind closed doors. They added this roundtable where the White House said the president wanted to hear different voices. He didn't have a big headline to announce. They're not there yet on any executive action that the president says will focus on encouraging police departments to meet professional standards for the use of force and tactics for de-escalation. There's a lot of conversation happening in Washington, mostly on Capitol Hill, but the president says they're part of this too. But it was notable, you know, who wasn't there, that there were three black police leaders from Dallas who were not part of this conversation. And the fact that it was taking place in an area of the city that's not a minority church, it's not a minority neighborhood, there was some pushback on that. But the president says, and the White House says, you know, he's doing what people have asked him to do, which is listen at this point.
And the president, of course, raising money for his campaign, as all politicians do, did a pretty good job of that so far. And are more, I would imagine, more planned in the near future?
Yeah, this was a very pricey ticket. $580,000 got you into this fundraiser with the president yesterday. Campaign said they were going to raise about $10 million. It was a small crowd, just about 25 people, and everybody had to test negative yesterday in order to get in, test negative for COVID-19.
You think they'd just cap it at a half a mil, you know, not $580,000, just $500,000.
Couple extra, some spare change to get it to $580,000.
Very good. Another big weekend coming up, of course, Karen. I hope you have the opportunity to enjoy yours. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you. That is Karen Travers, ABC News correspondent from the White House.